and you know, so.
So you, I mean, you would say that like your best case scenario would be like sue Ford and maybe even Buick and get all the money back that you're owed over the last 100 years.
I mean, best case scenario would be, Ford saying, you know what, we're going to do right now, even though they're in an auto worker strike right now, but, you know, we'll do right by paying you, you know, past misgivings of our, of Henry Ford, and here's your check,
right?
You know, with interest, you know, for a dollar for every car sold using that, you know, transmission, of course, but, you know, like I said, to find a lawyer and or proof, you know, to do that would take a lot, and just, you know, part of me would just, you know, that would be the ultimate, or just to, even just to have the car, if somebody has the car, even halfway, like they said, oh, we were in this farm in Albany or outside of Albany in this old farmhouse, we found this car, because now you hear about that nowadays, but, you know, that would be more than the money, I think, would just be like knowing if somebody still had a car intact.
I mean, your overall reasonable goal is like you just want it out there. You just want people to know that, like, about this, that, like,
right, just
more what he did.
Right. Like kind of just an acknowledgement that this person, that my great grandfather did this thing that shaped the automobile industry for every car after, you know what I mean?